Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Metal Christmas. We wish you a Metal Christmas.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there is the plight of a clerk in Texas that symbolizes everything we're talking about the Republican Party turning into a fascist cult. And here's what's happened. There's a clerk who'd been in for many, many years, administered the elections. The Attorney General Paxton, who himself is under indictment for fraud, he's a very, very bad guy, referred her to a grand jury for criminal charges. This is an older woman, and here are the charges, and here is the background. At the election, the last election, Texas has a law, a toxic law, that says partisan poll workers, partisan observers, I should say, can go and observe what's going on at the polls, and they can't be interfered with. And if you, quote, block their line of sight, end quote, to the voters, it's a criminal offense. So thugs show up. Thugs show up. Very, very potentially scary looking people. They barge right in, right where the ladies are sitting, checking people at the desk, walking up, glaring at people. In this particular case, they weren't wearing masks. And of course, COVID's going on, and they're in the face of these old ladies. You know, these are elderly people who are checking people in the face of the voters who have masks. And this clerk said to them, you have to have a mask or I'm not going to let you get that close. The Republican Party backed up the thugs. There was a negotiation, and the thugs agreed to wear masks. But they still went up and made the older ladies uncomfortable and the voters very uncomfortable. In their face, intimidation. Paxton, who belongs in prison, he is a vicious, a despicable individual. He is the guy that brought the lawsuit against a lot of states, including Wisconsin, saying that it was wrong for the Supreme Court here 4-3 to certify Biden. And of course that was dismissed. What I would have done if I were the Attorney General is written him a letter and say, Paxton, I refer you to 1861. You didn't like the fact that we voted for Abraham Lincoln. How did that turn out, Paxton? Don't try it again. Been there, done that. But of course we're polite, we didn't do that. So this is the guy. And the grand jury was convened. And he charged this clerk with obstructing the view of the thugs to the poll workers and voters, even though the thugs in the Republican Party ultimately agreed to wear masks and they were permitted to do it, even though it was intimidating. Paxton's point is they shouldn't have even had to do that. The grand jury sat on it. This woman had to pay $75,000 out of her own pocket to hire lawyers. In April of last year, the grand jury returned at what's called a no bill. In other words, they refused to criminally charge her. And she wasn't told till July. So presumably she's still paying legal fees. She wasn't told till July. Grand jury proceedings and decisions are secret. And they just strung her along anyway. If she'd had to go to trial, the fees would have been in excess of $200,000. She put in a claim to the local county, and they got their insurer to pay her back the $75,000. And now she's retiring. She's not going to do this anymore. She's not going to do that. That was the whole intent here. Don't do it anymore. You know how hard it is for a grand jury to come back and refuse to indict? In my entire legal career of 40 years, it happened one time. Because when you go in front, a prosecutor goes in front of a grand jury, the defendant is not permitted to appear. They can't see the defendant, hear her side of the story. Their lawyers sometimes can go in, but not in most cases, not in federal grand juries. The prosecutor just gives one side of it, and he can use hearsay. He can put in affidavits of people who aren't identified. And the jury hears that, the grand jury, and they almost always return an indictment. The one time they didn't, it was a major Milwaukee, well-respected company, and it was a very obscure thing. And they did the right thing there in not returning an indictment. But in Texas, what they're doing is this thing that says partisan observers can go right into polls, get in the face of voters, and get in the face of the old ladies checking people in. And if they at all are obstructed in their line of sight, it's a criminal offense, and the old ladies and whoever did it can go to jail. In this particular case, some of the thugs falsely said that their line of sight was interfered with, even though the clerk simply said, if you don't wear a mask, I'm not letting you breathe on people. And the Republican Party finally agreed to do it. When I say the Republican Party is a fascist cult resorting to fraud and violence, threatening an old lady, making her pay $75,000 in fees for doing her job is exactly that. What is the solution here? In Wisconsin, Voss has proposed a lot of bills that would obstruct voting. Evers vetoes them. If Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn, or any of these characters get in, this will happen in Wisconsin. You'll go to vote and there'll be menacing-looking individuals in your face. In your face. And if you interfere with them, it's going to be a felony. Well, actually, in a misdemeanor in Texas, but that's a year in jail. But if they interfere with you, that's okay. That is what the fascist cult does. Now, what is the solution? What can Biden do by executive order? Because Moscow Mitch will filibuster any attempt to correct this, any attempt. And Manchin won't bust the filibuster for voting rights. What I would do if I were Biden, and it's an aggressive thing, I would put in an executive order that the National Guard is going to administer all elections in 2022 and 2024 for president and Congress. You know, we're not going to interfere with state elections, but if the president or the Congress is on, we will. We cannot permit people in these states to interfere with the selection of the president or members of Congress, because that's federal issues. Some governors won't permit the National Guard to do it. Three governors in this state have said publicly they don't think that Biden is a legitimate president, and they don't recognize that he is the head of the military and the National Guard is the head of the military. So what does Biden do under those circumstances, in my judgment? He pulls a Dwight Eisenhower. What do I mean by that? Dwight Eisenhower was president, and he ordered a college down south to be integrated, to let some black kids in. You know, these are very, very, this is late 50s. I mean, these are very brave black kids, because they're being spat at and cursed at as they walk in. How would you like to go to college and sit in a class and be treated that way? They were very, very brave. Anyway, the governor called out the National Guard to stop the black kids from coming in. Eisenhower had been general of the army, five-star general, won World War II. He said, oh, really? He federalized the National Guard. The President of the United States ultimately commands the National Guards in every state. He can federalize them whenever he wants. Eisenhower federalized them and told them to go home. And then he sent troops not from that state down there to escort these people in. Federalize the National Guards to these states, these treacherous, seditious governor states, and have the National Guard, and their orders are this. If a thug shows up, arrest him. If a thug shows up to try to breathe COVID on old ladies checking people in, arrest him. If they get in the face of voters, arrest them. They will run into court and they'll say, states' rights, states' rights, states' rights. States do not regulate, should not be permitted to regulate how you pick senators, congressmen, and the president. Yes, there is a provision in the Constitution that says it's ultimately up to the state legislatures to decide who the electors are. Electors are an outmoded concept, going back to 1788, when the southern states, slaveholding states, were very concerned that the northern mercantile states would overwhelm them, and they wanted to hold on to their rights. And there were no presidential elections back then. And frankly, senators were not popularly elected till the early 1900s. They were selected by the state legislatures. So right now, probably Voss would be a senator and LeMahieu would be a senator because the legislature gerrymandered would pick them. That's the kind of country we had back then. That's all changed. The constitutional amendment went in about a little over 100 years ago to change the selection of senators. The Republicans now are going to put on the ballot a provision that you no longer will be able to vote for state treasurer, secretary of state, or superintendent of public instruction, or lieutenant governor. It has to pass two legislatures, which it will do, because they're gerrymandered. The only individual you can vote for anymore in the state will be the governor. The governor will appoint those three people. Do not agree to that. Do not vote for that. In Algeria, more than 10 years ago, they put on a provision that said, do you want to give up your right to vote? And then they used religious symbolisms and everything to say that that was what was mandated by the Holy Book. And the Algerians, the majority of them, gave up the right to vote. This is America. We're not doing that. We have separation of church and state. Do not do that. This is a fascist cult that has taken over the Republican Party, and the jury is still out on whether or not it's going to continue, come back and snap back and be a great party, or whether it's going to disappear in the sands of history. Coming to the end of the show, great show. We're taking, it's not a great show. Lucas,
we got one more whole segment.
You have a great, we do have one whole segment. I am very eager, very, very eager to start Christmas. Okay.
Apparently.
Okay. Luke, I'm funning you. Luke, here's the deal. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Matt.
Like Bing Crosby. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.